One of the most tragic events in all of Torah is the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. The pasuk tells us what they had done wrong in the simple words of Asher lo tzivah osam. They did that which they weren't commanded. Nadav and Avihu entered into an area where they were not commanded to go. And there's certain areas where one was allowed to enter and certain areas where one was not allowed to enter. And back in Parshas Pekudei, the words Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe appear at the end of each section of building the Mishkan, with the exception of one noteworthy section. When Moshe Rabbeinu assembled the Chatzer, the words Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe are nowhere to be found. While many Mepharshim grapple with this striking omission, I want to share with you the suggestion of Rav Leibel Eger. Rav Leibel Eger explains that the Chatzer was an area of the Mishkan where everyone was invited. You don't need an invitation or a tava, a commandment. No matter how you act, no matter how you look, no matter how you dress, everyone was welcome into the chatzar. And this, of course, is in contrast to the other areas of the Mishkan, such as the Kodesh Kodashim, about which it says, Asher lo tziva. If we go back to the very first mitzvah of all mankind, we see remarkable similarity. Adam Rishon was allowed into the Gina, into the Gan Eden, into the garden, but he was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It says in the Pasuk, the very first instance that the word Tziva is used in all of Torah. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim El Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded man, commanded Adam, Le'mor Mikol Eitz Gan Achal Tochel, eat from anywhere in the garden, you have free reign in the entire Gan. However, Me'etz Hadas, Tovera Lo Achal Mimenu, but don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. The parallel is clear. The Chatzar, the Mishkan, is compared to the Gan Eden, where free entrance was granted. Eat wherever you want, walk wherever you want. That was the Chatzar, that was the Gan Eden. And the Kodesh Kodashim is analogous to the Eitz Hadas, which was Asher lo tziva, which you are commanded not to eat from, commanded not to enter. Remarkably, the parallel repeats itself in the story of Purim. The Megillah begins describing the Bechatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech, where everyone was invited to join the Suda, in the courtyard of the garden of the palace. And that's why it was called the Chatzar Ginas, a reference to the Chatzar of the Mishkan and the Gina of the Gan Eden. All of them sharing in common that they were places that everyone was invited. Everybody was welcome. Fast forward, Esther tells Mordechai that she cannot enter into the innermost chamber of the king. As it states, Chatzar Apnimis Asher Lo Yikare. This is an incredible parallel to the Chatzar Pnimi of Kodesh Kodashim, that it's described in this week's Parsha, place of Asher lo tziva. Asher yikare and Asher lo tziva are parallel. And if Esther does dare enter, uninvited, the violation is punishable by death, the very fate of Nadav Avihu. So how does Esther escape death? When Adam ate from Eitz Hadas, death was brought into this world. When Nadav Avihu entered into the Kodesh Kodashim, the result was death. So what was different about Esther that she remained alive? How is Esther able to enter into the areas of Asher lo tziva, to the areas of Asher lo yikare, and escape death? So what set this story of Purim apart from the others is that there was a tava. There was a commandment. Mordechai Tzadik commanded Esther to enter. It was no longer considered a place of Asher lo tziva. Mordechai says, U'letzavos aleh lavo es ha-melech. He commanded her to go to the king. This was an incredible display of tzaddik gozer v'kadosh baruch hu mekayim. Mordechai, hatzaddik, created a mitzvah that eventually granted Esther entry into the deepest chambers. Not only to the deepest chambers of the palace of Achashverosh, but to the palace of the king of all kings. That ultimately she was able to overturn the gezerah against the Jews. This idea of tzaddik gozer v'kadosh baruch hu mekayim is an amazing, incredible idea. And the many statements in Chazal which impress upon us that mitzvahs d'rabbanan are in fact more severe than mitzvahs d'raisa. And one such example is the Gemara that kol ha'over al divrei sofer mischayim misa. Whoever violates the words of the rabbis is punishable by death. And this is not the case by mitzvahs d'raisa. Why would a rabbinic decree be more severe than a biblical decree? The Sfarim teaches us that the Divrei Sofrim is actually on a higher level than mitzvahs deraisa. There are 613 mitzvahs midiraisa, and there are 7 mitzvahs derabanan. But even the mitzvahs derabanan need to have a hidden source in the Torah. the Chachamim wouldn't canonize Megillas Esther until a valid source was found in the Chumash. In other words, everything is sourced in the Torah, even mitzvahs derabanan. The difference is that a mitzvah deraisa is explicit, while mitzvahs derabanan are hidden. Mitzvahs derabanan need to be discovered by the rabbis. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi of all time, Shlomo Melech was the greatest Chacham. The Gemara teaches us that Shlomo Melech was behind a number of the mitzvahs derabanan, such as Netilas Yadayim and Erevin. It takes the Chachma of an individual like Shlomo Melech to reveal the hidden secrets of the Torah. In essence, mitzvahs derabanan are actually deraisas. We just call them mitzvahs derabanan, since the rabbis discovered them. This is also behind the debate between the Rambam and the Bahag whether one counts a mitzvah derabanan as part of the Tariq mitzvahs. This incredible understanding explains the famous story in the Gemara, Menachos, about Moshe Rabbeinu sitting in the back of the classroom of Rabbi Kiva. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what was going on. And yet, when Rabbi Kiva was asked by his Talmidim how he knows all these incredible chidushim, he responded that it's all halacha Moshe Mesinai. And we know the question that were asked in this Gemara, how is it possible that Rabbi Kiva knew more than Moshe Rabbeinu? How was Moshe Rabbeinu unaware of the halachas, and yet Rabbi Kiva say that they date back to halacha Moshe Mesinai? And how then was Moshe Rabbeinu satisfied, the Gemara says, when he said it's all halacha Moshe Mesinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was satisfied. It all becomes clear now, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halachas being taught because they were mitzvahs derabanan that were not yet discovered in Moshe's time. But they were still considered halacha Moshe Mesinai, since all the mitzvahs derabanan are rooted in the Torah. And what was Rabbi Kiva expounding? What was he darshaning? The Gemara explains he was darshaning halachas from the tagim, from the crowns of the letters, which is also called a keser, a crown. There's 613 mitzvahs deraisa and 10 mitzvahs derabanan, which add up to 620, which is the same exact gematria as keser. And there are keser letters, keser osios, in Aseret HaDibros, further indicating that all mitzvahs, even midrabanan, are rooted in halacha Moshe Mesinai. We turn back to the parallels between Adam, Nadav Aviu, and Esther. There's one final and most amazing comparison. They all entered with wine. Eitz HaDa'as, according to one opinion, was that of a grape. Nadav Aviu were drunk when they entered in, and when Esther was granted entry, she requested from Ahasuerus a mishnah shayayin. And this is exactly what the statement means, that chavivim divrei sof from Yosef miyenu shatorah. We should be zocha to access the yenu shatorah with the nichnas to enter in, to enter into those places of kosh kedushim. The nichnas with the tzava of Mordechai Tzadik, and yayin nichnas yayin yatzah sod with the guvah shem amitas meher amenu amen amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.